Amen. All right.
Good songs. Good to remember we are on the winning side. And even though times may be bleak and tough, the Lord is there and He will take care of us. Can't lose hope and trust in Him. Well, let's get ready to hear from Brother Bark this morning. Let's hopefully have your Bibles ready, and I know he'll have something to bless your soul. Brother Bark.
Right. Thank you so much, brother. Hey, your Bible, I want to do something this morning I don't normally do. I want to use a split text. That is, I'm going to read two different places. And again, I very seldom ever do that. But I want to do it this morning. I want you to take your Bible, turn with me, please. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 16. I'm going to look at one verse there, explain a little bit what it's about. Then I'm going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 46. 2 Chronicles, chapter 16. Isaiah chapter number 46. While you turn, I do want to say it's a real joy to be back at Currytown Baptist Church today. And I want to say thank you so much to the pastor and church for allowing my wife and I to come and be in the service today and be here during this time. And I promise you, preacher, I'm praying for you, praying for your family, I'm praying for your church family. God will help you during these days. We're going to get through this. We're going to get on the backside of it here before long. Somebody said we're going to get back to normal. Well, hope we get beyond normal, don't you? But we are going to get on the backside of it. I'm sure we are. And so I encourage you to look to the Lord and ask the Lord to help us during these days. I'll be honest with you. I don't understand everything the Lord's doing. And, of course, if I did understand everything He's doing, He wouldn't be much of a God. But I know He does right. And I know this. When I can't track Him, I can trust Him because I know He always does right. And I just want you to know, preacher, we're praying for you. And thank you so much for allowing me to come. I sure am sorry about the revival, but I do understand that. And there'll be another day. I'm sure there will. And I appreciate you letting us come today. You that's listening today and watching today, I want to thank you. And I want to say to you today, you ought to be thankful for your church. Man, I'll tell you, you've got a great church. You've got a great pastor. And I said to one of the brethren out in the vestibule this morning out here, I said, if I lived in this area, I wouldn't have to pray too long about what church to join. Amen. And I love this church. I love you, preacher. I love hearing him preach. I was listening to him preach this week online and doing a great job. And I enjoy hearing him. Matter of fact, I feel pretty small preaching behind his pulpit after him. And I appreciate your pastor. Love him. You love him and his wife, their family. You take good care of them and God take good care of you. And I appreciate them today. And what a joy it is to be here and to be able to share the Word of God with you today. Also, I enjoyed the good singing, the good choir singing this morning. Then also the solo of this dear lady just sang. What a blessing today, and I appreciate the good singing today. I want you to look with me today, these two places, and trust the Lord will speak to our hearts. How I'm here today. 2 Chronicles, I'm going to read in just a minute. When you come to 2 Chronicles, I realize many times when we come to the Chronicles here in the Old Testament, many times we skip them because of a lot of them is just words and repeat what's already been said. But I want to pick up here in chapter 16. Let me just say a few words about chapter 16, and then I'm going to read the verse, and you'll see where I'm going to go with it in just a minute. When you come to 2 Chronicles chapter 16, you'll find that Asa is a very good king. As a matter of fact, Asa was the third king in Judah. He ruled for 41 years. The Bible said that Asa did that was right in the eyes of the Lord. He was a good king, and God bless him. You'll find the first part of his administration, you'll find it was a very peaceful time. It was a very prosperous time. It was a time that he restored pure worship in the house of God. Also, you'll find that it was a time that Asa ran all the, and I'm going to say what the Bible said, ran all the sodomites out of the country, the homosexuals, ran them all out of the country. You say he didn't do that. Well, read your Bible. He sure did. And Asa was a very good man. But I would say in the latter part of Asa's reign, Asa made some serious mistakes, some bad mistakes there. And one mistake that he made there, he went to a heathen king of Samaria there to seek advice. And instead of going to the Lord, he goes to a heathen king here in 2 Chronicles chapter 16. And I'm not going to take time to read it all, verse 7 and following, to seek advice there from a heathen king. He should have never done that. He should have looked to the Lord and let the Lord help him. And you'll find the latter part of his reign, you'll find that because of that, he got a disease in his feet. And that disease in his feet wound up being his death. And if you study about that, he, instead of going to the Lord and asking for help, he goes to the physician's hour and asks for help. And God is trying to show Asa here in this chapter, Asa, I would help you. I'd be your helper. I'd be your friend. I'd be your guide if you'd only look to me. Look what it says here in this verse, chapter 16, verse number 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong and the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. You know what he's saying to Asa? He's saying to Asa, I'm God. And if you'll look to me, I'll help you. He said, the eyes of the Lord, they run to and fro. They run everywhere. And Asa, I'm your helper if you'll look to me. Then in the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, in this chapter here, and I know you wonder how we're going to tie these two together. You stay with me in the next 30 minutes, you'll see what I'm talking about. But when you come to Isaiah, chapter 46 here, you'll find that God is using Isaiah here to pronounce judgment on the heathens of that day. Those false gods of that day. In Isaiah 46 and verse 1, I'm not going to deal with verse 1, but it does say in verse number 1, Baal bowed down to Nebo, stupid. Baal and Nebo was the false gods of that day. And what God is using Isaiah to do is to pronounce judgment on those false gods. Now look what he says in Isaiah 46 and verse 9. He said, remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none likened unto me. Declaring the end from beginning, and from the ancient times, how the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Notice what he's saying to Isaiah here. He said in verse number 9, I remember the former things of old. I am God, and there is none else. Now what's what God is saying to Isaiah simply this morning. Isaiah, I'm the Lord. Now, there's no other God like me. And what I want you to do, I want you to pronounce judgment on Baal and Nebo, that is the false gods of Babylon in that day. I want you to pronounce judgment on them. And what he's saying to Isaiah, remember me. Remember who I am. It's not the false gods of Babylon, but it's me. Look at verse 9. He said, remember the former things of old. For I am God. Hallelujah. I am God, and there is none else. And I'll say to you this morning, hey, he's God today. And I'll promise you, beside him, there's none other today. He is Lord today. He is God today. I realize in the day that you and I are living in, how there's a lot of discouraged people. And God has been leading me the last few weeks just to try to encourage folks, instead of challenge them, just trying to encourage them. And I want to encourage you this morning by telling you this morning how that God is God today. I'll promise you he's in control. I'll promise you he knows what's going on today. And I'll promise you that today. And in this text, again, I want to remind you here, he's pronouncing judgment on the false gods of that day. And what he's saying to Isaiah is simply this, you remember who I am. Hey, you remember I'm God today. And I'll say to you as a church today, and you that may be seeing this message today, I promise you this morning he's God. Think about him this morning. Turn your mind upon him today. Turn your thinking upon him today. You know, there's enough in this world to think negative about. But I'll say to you this morning, thank the Lord he's God. I like what this verse says. The Bible said in Psalm 63, verse 6, when I remember thee, upon my bed and meditate in thee on the night and the night watch. You know what the psalmist has said? When I thought about you, laying in the bed at night when I meditated on you. Somebody said, well, when I go to bed at night, when I can't sleep, I count sheep. I want to ask you a question. Why would you fool with sheep when you fellowship with a shepherd? When I remember thee upon my bed. Have you ever lay down at night and just think about just how good God is? Just how wonderful God is? That's what the psalmist is saying today. Then he said in Psalm 77 verse 11, I remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. How God is saying here in this text today, Isaiah, you remember who I am. Isaiah, I'm God. There's none like me. I'm the Lord today. And I want to match you now this text, both these two verses here. that I read in 2 Chronicles. I said in Isaiah here, I want to talk to you this morning on this thought. Remember God. Remember God. Not the disease that's going on in the world. Not the negative that's going on in the world. Not the inauguration, whatever you call it, it's getting ready to happen next week. But simply remember God today. I'll say to you this morning, hallelujah, He's God. He's on the throne today. He knows where you're at. He knows all about our situation today. And He loves His children. And thank God He watches after His children today. I want to mention two or three areas here about the Lord today we need to remember. Notice first of all in Isaiah 46 here, He says again in verse number 9, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like unto me. He quotes it twice in that one verse. Remember God. First of all, I'll say we need to remember His person. Remember His person. Again, I want to remind you of the text here. He's reminding Isaiah to remind the people that day that He is Lord. It's not the gods of Babylon, but He's Lord today. And He's pronouncing judgment on them. And remember His person. Look at verse 9 again. He said, remember the former things of old, for I am God. Then He quotes it again. And there is none else. I am God. And there is none like unto me. I'll say to you this morning, this fair child of God, the God that I serve, He's God this morning. I promise you He's Lord this morning. I promise you He's God this morning. I like what the text says here. Twice in verse 9, He says, for I am God. It's not that He was. It's not that He's going to be. But He's saying, present tense, I'm God. He was. He will be. But present tense, this morning I'm God. He said that I am God. I'm the self-existing God. That depends on nobody for nothing this morning. He's God all alone today and stands by Himself because He's God. And the word here says, I am God. And by the way, He's the unchanging one. He don't change today. He's the unchanging God. And I promise you today, He's Lord this morning. And what He's saying to Isaiah is, I want you to remember His person. Remember who He is today. Can I tell you this today? Nothing is out of control with God. You'll say, well, preacher, we're living in an uncontrolled world. We're living in a crazy world. By the way, can I say this? I never dreamed that I would ever see a day like we're living in right now. When I think about it socially, when I think about it politically, when I think about it spiritually, I never dreamed that I'd ever see a day like we're living in today. But I want to thunder it out across His pulpit this morning that He's still God. He's still God. He's still God. He'll be God tomorrow. And I'll say to you, child of God, He's the unchanging God. He knows where you're at. He knows what you need. He knows what you're going through. He's the unchanging God this morning. I am. I am God. And beside me there is none else. I want to tell you He's unchanging today. He's unchanging in His ability. He's unchanging in His blessings. He's unchanging in His character. He's unchanging in His faithfulness. He's unchanging in His goodness. He's unchanging in His holiness. He's unchanging in His joy. He's unchanging in His kindness. He's unchanging in His love. He's unchanging in His mercy. He's unchanging in His peace. Hey, He's unchanging in His redemption. He's unchanging in His truth. You know what He said? I am God, and there is none like unto me. What a God you and I serve today. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. The Bible said in the book of Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 6, for I am the Lord and I change not. Can I tell you something today? If He changed, He would cease to be God. How about He's not going to cease to be God? Hey, we need to remember His person today. He's Lord. He's in control. He knows what's going on today. Hey, and by the way, look at verse number 5. Isaiah 46, look at verse 5. To whom will you liken me? And make me equal. And compare me. That we may be alike. He said, if you're going to compare me to somebody, who are you going to compare me to? If you've got a God, you're going to try to compare me to? Who is it? Hey, I want to tell you something today. There ain't nobody like Him. I want to tell you, there's nobody like Him. He's God and God alone. And I'll promise you this morning, His person is unchanging today because of who He is today. Look at verse number 10. Declaring the end from beginning and from the ancient times of things that are not, yet are done saying. You say, preacher, what's that mean? That means He sees past time, present time, future time at the same time. Nothing takes Him by surprise. He knows every bit of it. He's sovereign. He sees it all at the same time. And you know what thrills my heart about that? He knows me, brother. He knows who I am. He knows where I'm at. He knows what I need. I'll promise you this morning. He's saying, Isaiah, I want to remind you. I'm a person. I want to remind you of who I am. I'm God all by myself this morning. Let me just say this before I move. The Bible is not a funny book. But the Bible does contain some funny stuff. I've been reading in the book of Samuel here lately. And in 1 Samuel chapter number 5, you'll find the Philistines get the Ark of the Covenant and bring it into their house. As a matter of fact, you'll find they bring it into the house of Dagon. And that was their god in that day. Dagon. That was their false god that they worshipped. And they brought the Ark of the Covenant. The Philistines did. Into the house of Dagon. And they set the Ark of the Covenant down beside that false god. And I want to remind you that Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of God. And they bring it in and set it down beside their false god. The next morning those Philistines got up and goes out into where they had set the Ark of the Covenant. And they found that old Dagon, their false god, he had fallen over on his face. And guess what happened? They set him right back up again. The next day they went out there. Dagon had fell over again. And that time when he fell over, he broke his hands off, broke his head off. And Samuel said all that was left was just his stump sticking up. I said that to say this to you today. Our God don't have to be propped up. Our God, hallelujah, I'm about to shout. Are y'all hearing me? I said the God that I serve this morning, He don't have to be propped up. He don't have to be picked up. Oh boy, are y'all hearing me? I'm about to tell church, listen to me this morning. How we serve a great God this morning. Hey, just remember His person today. Isaiah, God is saying, Isaiah, you need to remember my person, who I am. But then I want to say something else out of this text today. He's not only reminding Isaiah of His person, but He's also reminding Isaiah of His power. Do you know we serve a powerful God today? I want to say He can do anything. And the last time I preached here in this church, I preached on there's not anything that's too hard for the Lord. And I'll say to you this morning, thank God there's nothing. I say there's nothing too hard for God because of His power. Look in our text today in Isaiah. Flip back one page. Isaiah 45, watch this verse. In Isaiah 45, look at verse number 12. I have made the earth and created men upon it. I, even my hand, have stretched out the heavens and all the hosts I have commanded. I read that some time ago and I'll be honest with you, I about got excited. Look at the verse. He said, I have made the earth and created men upon it. I hope you're looking in your Bible right now. Look at the next word. Created men upon it. You see the punctuation marks? Then he says, I. Then you see the comma? I is sending our all along. I hope you'll get what I'm preaching. I is sending our all along. You say, why did he say that? He said that because he don't need no help. He said that because he don't have to be propped up. He said that because He's a God of all powerful. And I'll say to you as a church this morning, you may be discouraged. Hey, you may be going through a trial. Your family may be sick this morning. I got some real good news for you today. He's sending out all along, thank God. He said, I am today. He'll help you if you'll let Him today. I love the verse. He said, I have made the earth, created men upon it. I, by myself, Nobody will help me. I by myself. Even my hands have stretched out the heavens. Heavens, that's got an S on it. That's heaven one and heaven two and heaven three. Heaven one is the clouds. Heaven two is the stars. Heaven three is where God the Father is. Paul said he ascended to the third heaven. Heaven one I see by day. Heaven two I see by night. Heaven three I see by faith. I'm saying to you this morning, he's a God. He stretched out his hand and created every bit of it all by himself. There's none other like him. He's reminding Isaiah. He's reminding Isaiah who he is. He's reminding him of his person. He's reminding him of his power. And again, I'll just say this to you today. There isn't anybody that's got the power like he's got this morning. Now, I know the devil tries to downplay that in our minds. And the devil says, boy, I tell you what, if he's God, won't he do something? If he's God, why does he allow things to happen? If he's God, why does he allow things to go the way they're going even today in Washington, D.C.? And by the way, can I just stop and say this morning? I wish you'd pray for my nephew. He's the Capitol Police in Washington. And right now as I speak, he's standing on the front lines of some things that may be getting ready to happen there. And I wish you'd pray for my nephew this morning. But here's what I started to say. That preacher, he's God and he's all powerful. Why does he allow things to happen? I can't explain that to you this morning. I just know this today. He's as much powerful as he's ever been. He'll never be no less. He'll never be no more because of who he is this morning. Hey, he said, I'm God all by myself today. Remember his person today. By the way, I want to say this to you today. Think about what I'm getting ready to say. The Bible said in Job 37, listen to this verse. Job 37, verse 10. By the breath of God, frost is given. By the breath of God, his person. By the breath of God, frost is given. I think it was Thursday morning or Wednesday morning. Maybe it was Wednesday morning. I got out early and was walking my little friend. My little friend's named Bella. She's got four legs. She's a miniature schnauzer. And Bella and I went for a walk. It was Wednesday morning, early. And I went down the street where I lived. And when I came back up the street, it actually looked like a young snow. It really looked like it had snowed. There was so much frost Wednesday morning. It looked like it had snowed maybe a tenth of an inch. But it hadn't snowed. It was a frost, and everything was frosted over. And everything was froze over. And I told Bella the other morning, I said, look, Bella, God's alive. Because the Bible said, for the breath of God, frost is given. Y'all ain't getting what I'm preaching. I'm about to have church. By the breath of God, I said, hey, look, he's alive. Because by the breath of God, look at the frost. Hey, can I tell you something this morning? We got a big God. Hey, we got a great God. Hey, we have a wonderful God this morning. I say to you this morning, he's reminding Isaiah not only of his person, but he's reminding Isaiah of his power. By the breath of God, frost is given. You say, preacher, do you believe that? I 100% believe that this morning. Listen to this verse right here. Job 38, verse 22. Has thou entered into thee? Treasures of the snow. My wife and I were sitting in Jonesville the other day, and I'm telling you, it was snowing so hard. You couldn't hardly see 50 feet in front of you. I mean, it was pouring it down. I'm talking about them big old flakes. And I got to looking at that, and I thought, brother, Bible said in this verse here, for the has I entered into the treasures of the snow? You say, what does that mean? Well, have you ever thought about this? There's no two snowflakes alike. What a God we're serving this morning. There's no two of all the millions of snowflakes. There's no two of them alike. Did you know there's no two eyeballs alike? Hey, did you know there's no two fingerprints alike? Hey, did you know there's no two footprints alike? You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about remember his power today. He spoke all that into existence. And He knows every bit of that. He knows the hairs of our head. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm just simply trying to tell you. God is saying to Isaiah, hey, not only remember my person, who I am, but remember my power. And I'll say to you as a child of God this morning, hey, remember that today. We're serving a powerful God. He can take yesterday and make tomorrow out of it if He wants to. What a powerful God. Then I want to say number three quickly today. Not only He's reminding Isaiah of His person, reminding Isaiah of His power. But in this text here today, where I read in the book of 2 Chronicles, He's reminding Asa of His protection. And you know what He's saying to Asa back in the text that I read about a while ago? He's saying, Asa, the eyes of the Lord, they run to and fro throughout the whole earth, showing Himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him. You know what He's saying to Asa? He's saying, Asa, I'll protect you. Asa, I'll watch after you. If you'll look to me, Asa, I'll take care of you. And what God was trying to say to Asa in the latter part of Asa's reign was that he did do well. He started out well. Bible said he did that was right in the eyes of God. But in the latter part of his reign, he began to trust heathen kings, and also in the latter part of his reign, instead of trusting God, he trusted the physicians of that day. And died with a disease in his feet. And what he's trying to say to Asa is this, don't you remember my protection? I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to watch out for you. Hey, are y'all hearing me preach this morning? The God that you and I serve today, in spite of the corona, hey, in spite of the politics that's going on in this world, in spite of the problems that's going on in this world, and the hardships that's going on in this world, God will protect His children today. I want to make a statement this morning. I have never, and I want to quote Dr. Harold B. Seidler, and here's what he said. Dr. Seidler said this, I have never seen a tithing, mission-giving Baptist in the breadline. In other words, what he's saying is, I've never seen one in want that God didn't take care of. And I'll say to you as the church this morning, God will protect. Preacher, what are we going to do? You can't go down there and crawl in a hole and stay in it. You got to live. You got to face reality. But I will say, in spite of every bit of it, God will. That's what He's telling Asa here. Hey, remember my protection. I would have took care of you. Hey, I'd have watched out for you if you're distressing me. And I want to say to you this morning, we need to remember His protection today. He protects His children. He knows what we need. He watches after us. He'll never fail you. He'll never let you down. Several months ago, my wife and I both got corona. And I wound up in the hospital for 8 days. And I'll be honest with you, they put that forced air on me, forcing that air in, helping me breathe. I'll be honest with you, there's a day or two. I didn't read my Bible. I did not pray. I didn't do any of that. You say, preacher, you're a backslid. Well, I can't help it. I was about out of it. But can I tell you something about that? Even when I wasn't thinking, even when I wasn't reading, even when I wasn't praying and asking God, He was watching after, He was protecting, He was taking care. I want to say, praise God, He's never failed me, He's never let me down. And all these years of being saved, He's always been there. And thank God He'll always be there. He's saying to Asa, I'll protect you. I'll take care of you. I want to say something real quick in passing. We're living in a day, and I know there's a lot of people very, very disappointed and the election that's just happened in Washington. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not shouting about it myself. But I know this morning. I know God's on the throne. I know He knows where we're at. I know this. I know we prayed before the election. And I believe fundamental people believe the Bible. I believe they prayed and asked God to have His way. And I want to say something this morning. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to put my faith in Him. I don't understand everything that's happening. I know this. I know blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. And I'll be honest with you this morning, as a majority, as a whole, America's not bad at all. And it may be at the judgment hand of God, get ready, probably already is falling on this country. But in spite of the judgment hand of God, Habakkuk said, in wrath remember mercy. And I'll tell you something this morning, God will protect you when hail balls was falling and when all the judgment of God was falling on the Egyptians in the book of Exodus. God had a place called Goshen that He had His children hid away, taking care of His children. I'll promise you this morning, you need to remember His protection today. He'll look after you. He'll watch after you, thank God. I wrote this down the other day. Can I read it to you? after the election, after the inauguration, whatever you call it, after every bit of that, I want to say this, God will still be on the throne. Jesus will still be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Bible will still have the answer to all of our problems. The tomb will still be empty. Jesus will still be the way to heaven. Prayers will still work and God will still answer prayer. The cross, not the government, will still be the way of salvation. There will still be room at the cross for you. Jesus will still save anyone that will place her faith in Him and trust Him. God will still always be with us and never leave us and never forsake us. He was telling Asa, hey, look, Asa, I'll protect you. I'll watch after you. We need to remember His person. We need to remember His power. We need to remember We need to remember His protection. But last of all, here's what it's saying to Asa. Asa, don't you remember my purpose? Look in this text again. In the book of 2 Chronicles 16, look at verse 9 again. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, showing Himself strong. He's trying to tell Asa that. He's trying to get King Asa to realize he'll take care of showing Himself strong. And on behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him. Watch this last part. Showing Himself strong. Showing Himself strong. Here's what He's saying. Remember His person. Remember His power. Remember His protection. But remember His purpose. Showing Himself strong. And I want to say this morning. I don't have a bit of problem believing that. I know God can do whatever He needs to do, however He needs to do, whenever He needs to do, and however He wants to do it. And I want to encourage your heart by telling you in closing this morning, put your faith in the Lord. Trust Him this morning. Don't put your confidence in men. You put your confidence in men, you know what? You'll fail. Bible says some trust in chariots and horses. Some trust in chariots and horses. But we remember the name of the Lord our God. And I'll tell you this morning, turn to Him. Look to Him, discouraged child of God. You that's going through the storm and you that's going through the valley, look to Him this morning. Remember God. Remember God. And by the way, I'll say this in closing. The devil's a master to try to take that out of your mind. But I'll tell the devil this morning. He's a liar. I said he's a liar. He's a liar from the beginning, a murderer and a liar. But the God that I serve this morning, He's Lord. He's God. He's on the throne. He knows where we're at. He knows what we need. He knows how to help us. Remember God. In closing, I want to ask you this question. Have you remembered Him? Have you remembered the fact that you'll put faith in Him and allow Him to come into your heart and life and save you? I want to say if there's somebody watching this morning by way of internet and you don't know Jesus Christ, hey man, you need to trust Him today. Hey man, you need to put your faith in Him today. What a God we serve. What a God. Remember God. That's what He's saying to Isaiah. That's what He's saying to Asa. And I will say to you this morning, if you're not saved, put your faith in Him. And you may be watching this morning, and by the way, you may be discouraged. You may be down. You may be going through a trial. You just remember this. He's God, and He's God all by Himself. He put that eye out there all by Himself. And I'll promise you, He is God all by Himself. And He'll help you. He'll protect you. He'll watch after you. He'll take care of you. I just want to encourage your heart this morning to put your faith in the Lord. If you don't know Him, you look to Him, you trust Him today. Father, thank You for the Word of God. Thank You, Lord, for these examples in the Word of God. How that You would have helped Asa if he'd have trusted You. And Lord, how that You was using Isaiah to pronounce judgment on the gods of that day and showing Isaiah who You are and what You are and what You can do. Help us in these days, Lord, to put faith in Your Word. Trust You this morning. Because You're God and You're God all by Yourself. And we're grateful for it. I pray for Pastor McDaniels this morning, his family. I pray for his church family. God, that You'll touch them today. I pray if it could be the will of God, Lord, You'll hasten the time that this thing will soon pass. That You'll be back with His people and be back with His church. Lord, I pray You'll touch them and do that that's needed. And Lord, I've just got done preaching that You can do anything. I've just got done preaching that You're God all by Yourself. And I know You're the great physician today. And I pray if it could be the will of God this day, You'll hasten the time that they'll all be better and be back in church. Touch His church family. Lord, I pray keep Your hand about them, protect them. And most of all, if there's somebody watching us this morning that's not saved, I pray this will be the day. They'll trust You and they'll put their faith in You. That one that's discouraged, That one that's put their faith in man, looking at the situation of this world, I pray they'll turn their eyes up on you today and meet every need today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for watching this morning. Hope you'll be tuned in at 5 o'clock. I got a little thought that I think you'll enjoy at 5 o'clock, and hope you'll be tuned in then. Pastor McDaniels, I love you, buddy. Praying for you, praying that God will touch you. You and your family will be well soon and be back in church. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity.